Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a video and it's called Can You Remember This? And I thought it was very interesting, and it talks about how sometimes a description from from other people can alter our memory. So let's take a look at today's sentence. For example, if somebody else gives you a slightly different account of how things were, it can alter or even completely replace your memory. And eventually, these new memories gradually migrate further into the cortex, becoming your truth. For example, if somebody else gives you a slightly different account of how things were, it can alter or even completely replace your memory, and eventually these new memories gradually migrate further into the cortex, becoming your truth. 那首先来看第一个字呢是 slightly， slightly 指的是轻微的，重音在 sli 的地方发 slightly。那其他这边的 t 呢不会发很明显的 t， 它是有个停顿音的感觉，是 slightly。Slightly， 那它的形容词则是 slight， 是轻微的。举例来说呢，像是你可能头有点痛，就说 I feel like I'm having a slight headache today， 那就是这个 slight。再我们要来看是 alter 呢指是改变的意思 ，alter 它的 al 发 al 的音 ，alter。那我们可以说 In the movie My Sister's Keeper， it altered the ending from the book。在这个姐姐的守护者这一部电影里面呢，改变了原先书中所描绘的结局。那它的名词则是 alteration， alteration 的重音在 ra 的地方， te 是发短音额的音， alteration 指的是改变或者是变更的意思。举例来说呢， once the deal is sealed no alteration should be made， 一旦这个交易成交了之后呢，就不能再有任何更动了。那它还有另外一个名词呢，有点像是 alternative， alternative 的重音在 ter 的地方， na 发短音额的音则是选择啊，或者是其他选项那种感觉。那我们可以说today on the plane we have chicken and alternatively we have beef， 在今天在这一餐在飞机上呢，我们有鸡肉，那另外一个选择呢则是牛肉。再我们要来看的是 gradually 呢指的是渐渐的。举例来说呢，我们可以安慰别人说 It's okay, I feel like you will gradually get the hang of it， 就是安慰别人说没关系，你会渐渐越来越上手的。那它的形容词原形则是 gradual 也就是渐渐的。最后我们来看的是 migrate 指的是迁徙或者是移居的意思，它的重音在 mi 的地方发 my 的音 grat 则是 a migrate， 那它的名字就是 migration， 这个重音不一样，这是在 GRA 的地方，也是指迁移。那这个呢有时候会用在动物身上，像是我们他们有那种一年一度的大迁移，就是用 migration。那有另外一个字呢在前面加了 im 呢，则是我们所谓的移民 immigration， 重音在 i 的地方，第一个 i 的地方 mi 就是发短音额 immigration 跟 immigrate。那我们可以说 their entire family emigrated to Canada when she was 6， 她全家人呢在她六岁的时候呢一起移民到加拿大了。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. For example, if somebody else gives you a slightly different account of how things were, it can alter or even completely replace your memory. And eventually, these new memories gradually migrate further into the cortex, becoming your truth. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!